Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back to 7 Till. I'm Jim Blasingame. We're having a great visit with our new friend, Ed Marsh. And Ed is a founder and principal of Consilium Global Business Advisors. He's also advisor export advisor for American Express in their effort to help you. Before we get into some of the financial stuff, I want to ask you, give us the first three steps. Somebody listening to you right now thinking, okay, I'm ready to start. I don't know anything. What are the first three things I should do? Who should I talk to first? Where should I go first? The first two, three things.
So I would go to export.gov and find the nearest office, nearest USEAC, U.S. Export Assistance.
Right.
That's number one. Number two, I honestly mean this, I go to AmericanExpressGrowGlobal.com and start downloading the resources that are there and look for an event maybe near you.
GrowGlobal.com. Okay, go ahead.
AmericanExpressGrowGlobal.com.
Okay, I'll put that in front. All right.
And then I guess the third thing that I would do is really understand, do some work to understand how you can optimize your website, because that's going to help you globally, at home and internationally.
I'd like to give them another recommendation. If you're not already, join your industry trade group and talk to there's somebody in that industry who's doing exporting, and you can find out more about what they're doing. And mostly, learn about the mistakes they made that you don't have to make anymore.
Great point.
So, okay, let's talk about the money. Because everybody's, as you know, our cash is precious, and we can't afford to let it get lost or hang out there and not get paid on time, and that's a big deal. So, what is American Express's Grow Global going to do about that?
Well, the American Express Grow Global program actually helps put people in touch with resources. I mean, at the recent event we had in Baltimore, for instance, we had folks that were there talking about how to manage foreign currency if you want to. And you can sell internationally just in U.S. dollars. We have people talking about how to manage wire transfers as opposed to checks or ACH or other electronic payment platforms. And here's one that many people don't know about and really puts to bed that big concern about, can I get paid? We had somebody there talking about receivables, credit insurance. So in other words, when you sell something internationally, you've got a choice. You can either expect payment in advance prior to shipment, or you can sell on terms. People hesitate to sell on terms because they think they'll never get paid. What you can do, however, is insure those receivables for relatively little money. There's a small fee to do it and a relatively small deductible if you ever have to file a claim. And in doing that, not only do you guarantee your payment, but you also take that batch of foreign receivables that you've got and turn it from something that freaks your bank out into a bankable asset.
Right.
It's now something against which you can borrow.
That's one of the big problems a small business is going to have out here on Main Street, is they go to their local independent community banker and start talking about exporting. That guy's going to get freaked out.
You're absolutely right.
Yeah.
And, so that's a barrier that just happens right at home. Now, it's one, if you access some of these resources, that you can quickly move past. And you can even make the banker happy.
Right. So I'm going to put you on the spot a little bit here. Fred Hochberg is the president of Ex-Im Bank. He's a friend of mine. What do you think about that organization for small businesses?
Well, I think that a variety of government organizations offer, as you said, some government agencies tend to be bureaucratic, but those that help the export effort tend to be more entrepreneurial and a little bit more nimble and focused on helping companies grow. And it's a great set of resources that companies can use.
Yeah, well, I think all these things we're talking about, folks, it's not either or, it's both and. This is a toolkit of resources. I mean, you don't use a hammer and a saw at the same time, right, Ed? You reach into the kit and pull out the one you need right now.
You're absolutely right, and that's part of what the USEAC helps do, because they can kind of help coach you on how to quarterback and how to access.
Now, that's the commercial services, folks.
Right, they're domestic offices.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Because you're right, there are so many resources. It's easy to kind of say, okay, well, we're going to work with this one and not even be aware of some of the others that are out there.
Right. And by the way, folks, if you go to export.gov, you can put in your zip code, and it'll show you where the nearest commercial service office is that literally you can just walk into.
Come and see you.
That's a good point. So, all right, American Express, Grow Global, .com, right?
That's it, correct.
And tell us again, tell us a little bit more about what they find when they get there.
They will find really a variety of resources. We've got downloadable insight guides that talk about a variety of things, the myths and opportunities of exporting, finding and keeping customers.
Right.
And an important one, finding, vetting, and selecting the right experts. Your normal advisors may not be aware of some of the details, just like you mentioned with the banker.
Well said.
We've got a whole guide into the variety of federal, state, and local resources. And then our newest guide, which is really cool, and I think business owners would appreciate, is success stories. We've got companies.
Those are great. We love success stories around here. Even failure stories. Those are good, too. Hey, Ed Marsh, sure. Come back again real soon.
I'd love to. Thanks.
We enjoyed having you here. Good job today. Ed Marsh, ladies and gentlemen. We'll get him back another day. I'm Jim Blassingame, reminding you to always seek excellence, not perfection.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.